No fucking way.
Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
You're listening to Bonersode 35 for December 26th, 2019. I'm your host, Richard, and I apologize in advance for this piece of shit you're about to endure. Mostly, I should apologize to Matthias S., today's producer, for thinking waking up at 3 in the morning on Christmas Day would be a good time to make prank calls. I had the idea to wake people up and act all excited that Santa came, and wouldn't you know it, most people didn't answer or just hung up on me. I tried for about an hour and only ended up with a few really dumb calls, so this Bonersode is mostly just an example of how badly I fail at prank calls sometimes. It happens more often than you might guess. I'll also include a couple calls I made several days ago that are halfway decent. I'll put them at the end just so I don't close out 2019 with a complete whimper. Here we go.
Hello,
Archie? Hello? Archie?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston. Hello. It's Winston from down the street.
Okay.
Hey. Hey, are you still sleeping?
Yeah, hold on a minute. Okay.
Wake up.
It's not you. It's not you that just scared us. It's the coyote right across a few yards of where we are right now.
Oh, yeah. I heard that. I heard that, too. Yeah.
Okay. So what's going on?
I was just calling because, you know, wake up. Santa came. Santa already came.
Santa's here.
Yeah. No. He left. He left, but Santa came. You know, the presents are here.
Donnie, so. Come and gone. Wow.
So let's.
I'm still trying to coordinate myself here, organize myself.
Yeah. Hurry up. Wake up. We got presents to unwrap. Let's go.
I'm amazing. Okay. So, first of all, stop and for a moment. Tell me who calls from. I didn't hear your name. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is.
Listen to the screaming outside. Who called?
This is Winston.
Winston?
Yeah. And I'm just calling because, you know, Santa came and it's time to open presents. And it looks like he ate the cookies that we left out, too.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's go. Let's go.
Winston.
Wake up.
Okay. All right. I thought that's what you said. All right.
Yep.
I just woke up. That's the answer. Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's already 3:03 in the morning. Let's go. What are you waiting for?
All right. I'm waking up. I got to figure this out. Okay, I'm waking up. Okay, here we go.
All right. What do you mean figure it out? There's nothing to figure out. Let's go. We got gifts.
All right.
We got presents from Santa. Merry Christmas. Right. Merry Christmas,
okay,
Archie.
Okay, I'm on my way downstairs. All right, let me organize my thoughts.
You're walking downstairs?
Who's up here?
Archie?
My brother Pete. Yeah.
Oh, who are you talking to?
Trying to figure out what's going on.
Well, nothing's going on. I'm just waking you up because Santa came and presents are here and it's time to open Christmas presents.
The presents are here and it's 3:03 in the morning and I got a call to go get down here. What's going on? Okay.
Are you waking everyone up in the house?
Who is this?
This is Winston. Who's this? This is Archie, right?
No, it's just Keith now. What's the problem?
Oh, hey, Keith. Hey, it's Winston from just down the street.
Okay.
And I was just calling because, you know, Santa came and it's time to open presents. So wake up. Okay. Wake everyone up.
Okay, bye.
No, what, Keith, where are you going?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Terry.
Who's calling?
Hey, it's Winston from down the street.
I'm sorry?
This is it's your neighbor Winston from just a little ways down the street. Were you sleeping?
Yes.
Hey, you know, I was just calling because, you know, Santa came already, so it's time to get up and open presents.
Okay.
That's right. So let's go. Get it. Wake everyone up. Presents are here. It's It's time to open Christmas presents, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up. You're still in a fog. Merry Christmas.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Terry. It's Winston again. I think we got disconnected.
Yeah, he had a different name before.
No, this is Winston. What do you mean?
I don't know.
Oh, you're half asleep, Terry. I just want to make sure that you're getting up. It's time to open Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Are you getting up?
No.
Well, why not? It's already 3:11 in the morning. What are you waiting for?
It's not Terry.
Oh, is this Sally?
No.
Oh, who is this?
Somebody you don't know.
What do you mean? Of course I do. I mean, this is either Terry or Sally, right?
No.
Oh, are you going to tell me your name?
No.
You sound half asleep.
No.
you don't sound half asleep?
No.
Were you dreaming?
Nope.
You don't remember your dreams? Hello, Sally?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is Sally.
No.
No, you already said yes. You can't go back. No takesies, backsies. Sally, did you fall back asleep? All right, I'll let you sleep another hour. I'll talk to you later, Sally.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Doug?
Yeah?
Hey, Doug, it's Commander McDyichel with NORAD. And I'm just calling regarding the whereabouts of Santa Claus. We had him on radar coming in for a landing at your house about 20 minutes ago. And we haven't picked him back up on radar yet. Is he still there at your house, or?
What are you talking about?
I'm calling regarding the whereabouts of Santa.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Doug. It's Commander McDyichel again with NORAD.
Geico. We don't have Geico.
What do you mean we don't have?
It is 3:30 in the morning, okay?
Yeah, I know. And we're just trying to locate Santa Claus. We haven't seen him on radar.
Oh, you're really
funny. Hello?
Oh, hey, Bob?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Commander McDyichel with NORAD. And I'm just calling regarding the whereabouts of Santa Claus. We last had him on radar coming in for a landing at your house. And we haven't picked him up on the radar in about 25 minutes. We're just wondering if maybe he's still inside your home.
Yeah, I think he is.
Oh, okay. Is there a reason why he's taking so long to take back off?
He's eating his cookies.
Yeah, that's why he's eating cookies here.
Oh, was that Sandy in the background?
Yeah.
Okay, well, can you tell her to shut her trap because men are speaking?
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for calling at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, okay. You're welcome.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Janice?
Yeah.
Hey, Janice. It's Cody with The Real Doll Company.
The who?
The Real Doll Company. I'm just calling because one of your neighbors recently ordered a 3D replica of you. And so I was just hoping to get you scheduled for an appointment so that we could come and do some scans of your physique.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm just calling because one of your neighbors recently ordered a doll version of you. It's going to be like a lifelike doll, but a copy of you. But we just need to know, you know, exactly your measurements and everything. So I was just calling to get you set up for an appointment.
I don't know when, and I don't know who would do that, and I don't really want it done.
Oh, well, it's one of your neighbors on the street there.
I don't know who it would be, and I don't want.
Okay. Well, I mean, we're just gonna guess then. You know, it won't be fully lifelike and accurate, but based off of the description from your neighbor, we can do that. But we always try to just get the most accurate.
Well, I really don't want anything like that done.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of private.
Okay. Well, yeah, we can.
So I don't know who's doing it, and. You know, forget it. Yeah. I really...
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll just send the neighbor.
Well, I don't want it. I don't want to have anything like that done.
Oh, no, we're not sending it to you, ma'am. We're sending it to the neighbor that ordered the replica of you.
Well, Well, I cancel the order because I don't want anybody to have anything like that.
Oh, yeah, I'm not able to do that.
Just cancel it. I don't want, no, don't.
Well, ma'am,
no,
I can't.
It's private. It's private. I don't want anything like that. Goodbye.
Ma'am, they ordered it.
What?
Oh, hey, Janice. It's Cody
again. This is a private issue.
Well, no, ma'am, I was just calling.
Privacy, I don't care who ordered it. I don't know who ordered it. I don't want it done.
Why are you yelling at me like a crazy person?
Because I don't want anything like that done to me, all right?
Okay, but it's not being done to you.
And who the hell would order it?
Well, it was one of your neighbors on the street there.
Who?
Well, I can't.
Who?
That's confidential, ma'am. I can't give that out.
Well, then this is confidential. My body is my confidential, and I don't want anything like that done. So whoever ordered it, tell them I don't want to have it done.
I'm not.
And
ma'am,
I don't want to ever
ma'am,
see
will
it.
You, will
and
you
I'll
shut up? Will you shut
it
up?
If I do
will you shut
see
up?
It,
will you shut
all
up?
Right? I don't want it done. It's private.
Will you just shut up and listen?
Hello?
Hi, Gloria?
Who's calling?
It's Cody with the Real Doll Corporation. I'm calling on behalf of your neighbor.
Real dog?
Real doll. Your neighbor, Carl. It looks like he ordered a lifelike replica of you. And so I was just I was just calling to set you up for an appointment to get some 3D scans of your physique.
You must have the wrong number, buddy.
Oh, this is in Gloria over there at 2760?
What is this about?
Your neighbor from just a few houses down, I guess, he ordered a real doll of you. It's a lifelike replica.
I don't need a lifelike replica of me.
Oh, no, he ordered
it. Hold on a minute.
It's not for you. It's for him, ma'am.
Take this number down. Delete it from your phone.
Hey,
and
Jim.
Don't ever freaking call back here again.
Jim.
If you do, the next person you're talking to is going to be the freaking sheriff. Do you understand me?
Jim, what's your problem?
Do you understand me?
No, you're screaming. I can't understand you.
Okay, I will say very clearly. Do not, N-O-T, call, C-A-L-L, this, T-H-I-S, number, N-U-N,
hold on, hold on. You're going too fast.
A-D-A-I-N. Do you understand that, asshat?
No, asshat, I can't. You're going way too fast. I only had a few letters written down. I lost track.
Yeah, because you probably can't spell.
Oh,
don't call the number again, asshole.
What's wrong with you? Are you okay?
I am fine.
Then why are you yelling at me?
I'm tired of you messing with me. So don't call the number again.
What do you mean messing with you? I never called before. Thank you, Matthias S., for producing the saddest bonersode I've crapped out so far. I'll do better next year. Happy New Year's, everyone. Bye.
Wake up, the house is on fire, and the gets got in the dryer. Philosophy's a liar when your home is your headstone. Icon is a last chance for hope when there's no such thing as heroes. Your fate lies in the ditch that you dug yourself in. Let's shed some bits in all away. Nothing but hell to bear when the lights are going down. Oh, deadbeat all the day. Celebrate your own decay. There's a fake and silent saying I am a note so for your own.
Yes, sir. Is this for real?